The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
One, two, three, four.
It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. It feels like it's better, with you. My life, it's better, with you. This is true, it's better, with two. My life, it's better with you.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to my brother, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
What's up, Trav Nation? Woof, woof, it's me, your middleest brother, Travis McElroy. Holla.
Hey, Trav Nation, Griffin here, checking in.
We're doing good.
What's wrong? Whoa, Griff, what's wrong?
Just checking in with Trav Nation. Want them to know. Oh. I'm a little under the weather, but like, I don't want Trav Nation to worry about me. Do you know what I mean? Like, I
they
want
don't.
Them
hey, Griffin, I mean, almost by the definition, it's right in the name.
Our hearts and minds, our thoughts and prayers are pretty locked into whatever I'm doing at the moment.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
So, but thank you. Thank you.
I don't even want to run the risk of pulling a few thoughts and or prayers away from Trav Nation, because I know it's
those
the,
people
it's
would
the
be
currency.
Excommunicated if that happened.
Okay,
so you don't
cool,
have
cool,
to worry about
okay,
it.
Okay, great. Well, then no worries. Hey, Trav Nation, I'm doing great. Don't worry about me.
Yeah.
Sometimes I worry we're going to have a conversation at some point in the next few years where we're like, let's just call the show Trav Nation.
Yeah.
Like, we just need to call it Trav Nation.
Face the Trav Nation.
Silly
would
to
be
not
the name
call
of
it.
Why do you think it would take so long to get to that conversation?
Yeah, that's
next
a good
few
point.
Years?
The naming of the year ceremony is just around the corner, Justin. You need to watch yeah. your fucking ass.
Yeah,
it's gonna be the naming of the show.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
This is an advice show and
a trap advice. A trap advice show, please.
No, okay. This is
no,
I'm putting
you
the line must be drawn. Yeah.
This is an advice show, and my advice to you is that you have got to go see this fucking movie,
gotta see
Willy
Wonka,
Wonka,
guys.
Gotta see Wonka. We are making up for lost time because we sadly, heartbreakingly, were not allowed to promote the film Willy Wonka due to the callous actions of Fran Drescher and her
no,
cronies.
Absolutely not. That narrative
hey,
will not even exist in joke form.
This, you heard me.
I have gotten more voicemails from Fran Drescher in the last 6 months
so
than I ever thought possible. And each one is like, I get fucking excited. Fran yeah. Drescher's voice is on my phone. This is a fucking great day.
Can I ask yeah. you guys just a so Trav Nation showed up?
Are you derailed?
No,
you
we're derail- talking about Wonka.
You know, you felt the energy of that though, right? You've been doing podcasts enough to know that that was a lead in
yeah.
to a segment.
We're doing Wonka.
Right?
We're talking okay. Wonka. We're talking
okay,
Wonka.
Okay, okay.
We're gonna wonk the wonk. So Trav Nation showed up. I was going through the question list. Trav Nation showed up, and it struck me. Is this level of brand integration with a movie a normal level and we've just never noticed it? Or are people just like Wonka's going to be the next, like Jurassic Park. Wonka's going to be the next Star Wars. Like,
it's
everybody.
I thought you were talking about how closely we've associated our brand with Wonka because
no,
everyone
that
wrote
was
us.
Intentional and well-founded.
Okay.
And
no,
unfortunately
think,
free.
We and
should,
unpaid.
We
unpaid.
Should mention,
yeah.
I see a lot of these yeah. other brand partnerships, and it seems like they're making bank off of Wonka
yeah,
publicity.
Man.
My theory is that we, as a nation and a world, were so excited about Wonka, but the callous actions of Fran Drescher and her cronies kept – not her crannies. She has no crannies. Cronies
yeah.
kept us from
no, Hollywood elite,
about.
They pay extra to get all their crannies removed.
Yeah, sure.
Do you guys
nothing
just want to – I want to say
here.
I want to say a huge thank you to Cassandra, Sarah, and the Wonka Watch podcast, which does exist.
Fuck yeah.
And
since 2021.
They have
good
been
looking for
out. It. Yeah. Must have been tight times. I'm glad. I hope they're not in SAG. Be rough. So we're just going to go through. My goal on this show is to talk about all of the Willy Wonka cross promotions that are around.
You must stop saying his first name. The film is not called Willy Wonka. That's a terrible name for a movie.
Yeah, you're right. It's just called Wonka. It's just Wonka.
He has to earn the Willy. This is why this is a prequel, Justin. This
that's
is kind of a Willy Wonky Wonka.
Okay, don't look at this.
Okay.
Look at these.
Let's check them out.
This Timothy Chalamet designed Nike Dunk Low Wonka is only 5 pairs, but that's not going to keep me from talking.
Wow.
Wow. So when you say Timothy Chalamet designed these, you mean Timothy Chalamet also manufactured these shoes.
He knitted them by hand.
These tennis shoes look like they were made by Timothy Chalamet using some primitive shoemaking technology.
Timothy, we'd love you to design these. I mean, I'm not a very good drawer, so I'll draw them, and then somebody else will, like, finish it, right?
Can you?
Oh, yeah, definitely, Tim. We wouldn't put your rough draft on a shoe.
No
oh,
way.
Thank God. Okay, great.
Chalamet designed his own Nike Dunks. I definitely never thought I would get to be able to say I got to design a Nike shoe, let alone a dunk.
That's a real quote from Tim.
That's a real quote from Mr. Chalamet. It's like any pair of dunks I've ever seen, said Chalamet.
Is he Irish?
I just didn't know.
It's like any pair of dunks I've ever seen.
And I thought they totally nailed it. That's Timothy Chalamet an interview with Complex talking about his dunks.
They're real life low pixel count.
Yeah, like, it's awesome.
Look like they were designed to be seen on the SNES.
How do I get these shoes and wear them every day, please?
You only have 5 pairs. Next,
I only need one. I only need one of these 5 pairs.
Shoes? Well, good. Converse has you. They are celebrating Wonka with an expansive collab. Got some sick ass Chuck Taylors with all the Wonka quotes, I guess. I mean, Wonka energy, the Wonka aesthetics that you crave.
I would say I could justify the existence of 2 of these designs. A third one with a stretch. The fourth one.
We need to explain these. These numbers mean nothing. One of them is just solid gold. One of them is just a solid gold shoe.
We love this. Yes. And one is looks like the Wonka bar label. And one is a purpley sort of Wonka thing.
And one is brown on brown.
Yeah.
One's brown on brown, but that's probably chocolate.
No, I get that, Justin, but out of context.
It does look like a chocolate shoe. Can I have one chocolate shoe and one golden shoe, please?
Oh, yeah.
You can. You can with Mr. Chalamet's incredible dream. Next up, thank you, Converse, with this Wonka collab.
God dang, Juice, I just noticed how many tabs you have open, my friend.
Yeah, bud, enjoy it. Now we got the Wonka merch.
There it is. Let's get official.
Look at that. There is that pop. There's the pop I've been waiting for.
Mm-hmm.
There's the Funko Pop I've waited to see.
Funko, Tim. Give me that.
Hey, person who designed it, I'm listening. You probably have done great work, and you probably do good stuff outside of this. That orange Wonka shirt that's just orange with just big Wonka on the front, that's not doing much for me.
That's how you show your brand. That's how you are you trying to rep or not? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's fair.
Are you trying to rep Timothy and his incredible work? There is a Slugworth hoodie. Yes.
Wait, shit. Is Slugworth in the new Wonka?
Sounds like
spoilers. There is a premium poster. There is not a bad poster, which is weird. It seems like it's unnecessary to distinguish.
On my budget, I can only afford the bad poster.
I'm getting that broad nose t-shirt.
Can I just say the Fickle Gruber shirt is sick as hell.
You just scrolled past a picture of Gene Wilder, and I was like, who the fuck is this guy?
You can go shop these dirty ass.
I don't want those dirty Gene Wilder shirts. Get that shit.
Get him back on the casino slot machines where he belongs.
What am I, a mummy? I don't want any Gene Wilder pants.
Do you all want to see the ugliest one, I think?
Yeah.
This is a Loungefly. Loungefly AMC exclusive Wonka top hat crossbody bag that looks like Wonka's incredible hat, but it is a purse and
it looks like a barrel.
Unhinged. It looks like a barrel. Well, it looks like a hat, but it doesn't look like a purse. That is so important.
It actually looks like, because of the AMC crossover, it could be a great popcorn bucket.
Yeah.
Yes. They're definitely doing the popcorn buckets. Don't worry about it. Oh. What's happening over at Bloomingdale's? Why this is the carousel at Bloomingdale's presents a Wonka pop-up shop. with Wonka a lot of fucking Wonka pop-up shop. Here's a dress of about Wonka, I think.
That's a dress about some, Wonka. Yeah, that's for sure.
If I saw that dress in the wild, I'd see that and immediately think, that person loves Wonka.
That's just sort of a gold sort of sequin dress, but it screams Wonka to me.
We've got a sort of a lavender power suit, and it was a black power suit, and then there's like a lavender. I don't know anything about clothes, but it's a purple suit of Wonka. Then we got some candy charms, all beautiful. And there's a pop-up shop that you can go discover fun surprises. So
I like fun surprises.
It's probably not in Huntington. It's probably not in Huntington. Don't get excited. Nothing
might be
here.
In Huntington. They should know.
I want to decorate my nails with the power of Willy Wonka. Luckily, China Glaze has me with their entire collection. They've got all the looks for the dreamers. Pure imagination. Noodle. Totally noodle. Taffy. Wonka. Secret recipe. Noodle is... Here's what's hard. Noodle is a character in the movie. But you don't know that because it's not out and you have not seen it. Huh. Okay. They are still selling a blue nail polish called Noodle.
Pause, guys. Look, okay. I'm going to read the first line of the two colors on either side of Noodle, and then I'm going to read Noodle. For the dreamers, believe in the magic of your dreams. Pure imagination, into a world of imagination. Noodle, when dreams go dark. What?
Whoa, what the fuck does Noodle do? Wait, one of these nail polishes is called The Poison That Kills Willy Wonka.
Wait a minute.
It says, wait till you see the flick, guys. It's wild. Noodle poisons Willy Wonka.
And they've got some nail art
now,
decals.
Now, also, Wonka.
Trav, you gotta rep. You gotta rep.
You gotta rep.
You gotta rep.
The Wonka color does say, the most legendary Wonka story ever told, or something like it. A glittering ode to the greatest Wonka story ever gold.
Ever gold.
Hey, whoever wrote that?
No.
I don't think so. Also, you know that this is a prequel based on a book that's been around forever. You can't be like, this one?
Hey, sorry. Moving on in our Wonka gift guide to something for those with a little more pocket money to spend. We've got the Willy Wonka. It is called... The Willy Wonka, and there's got to be a legal reason for this, but it's called Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory X Fossil.
Cool.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
If you actually, in future London, future anthropologists are going to slam a hammer down on some city sidewalk and unearth fossils from the Chocolate Factory, just children who did bad things and then were frozen in amber-like syrup.
I think some of these didn't go for it. The license, I mean. Mm-hmm. They didn't want Chalamet's blessing, right? These are very explicitly not about Mr. Chalamet.
Yeah.
This is about Gene Wilder. But anyway,
Well, I would say the watch on the right, Justin, is a gold watch.
Yeah.
Yes.
It didn't go for it at all with that one.
We moved over to where you could actually buy it. So you guys will see if I actually buy it. I won't. There is a look at that wallpaper watch. It's got the fruit wallpaper on a watch. That's
and it's
precious.
Only $200.
Look at the Willy Wonka signet ring.
Get the Willy Wonka signet ring. Sign all of your wax seal letters at the Wonka
signet. Special edition key fob. Look at this. Look at this chunky clutch.
That's a
chunky clutch for almost $300.
I worry this is unlistenable.
Well, let's move on. We're almost done.
Wait, is that the keychain that had a noticeable misprint on it?
What?
Where they misspelled "of" for "ug" O-G on one of the keychains?
Oh no,
there was a misprint in the language.
This is really offensive, but it is Willy Wonka chocolate toothpaste.
Good
from High Smile. I think that Mr. Wonka.
I had read that is his mile. What you said makes a lot more sense, Justin.
Yeah, yeah. That there is a chocolate toothpaste that seems vulgar. I mean, I don't
know
how to say
that, Justin. Johnny Depp Wonka's dad. Johnny Depp Wonka's dad, who is Christopher Lee, would hate that.
Now,
he was
lastly,
a dentist.
Yeah, he was a dentist. That's not canonical. Lastly. This is the best. And I do want to thank, and I know every movie has to do that, do this probably, I get it, but the presence of this for your consideration, Wonka, page is fantastic because they want you to start. If you're an Oscars voter, they want you to start thinking
right now
about Timothy Chalamet as best actor. And maybe while you're there, and this is going to sound wild, we know you're not gonna, but we will suggest to you that Rowan Atkinson would be a great nominee for the best supporting imagine the words coming out of fucking, I don't know, who won best supporting actress last year? That would be who is presenting. But they're saying, and best supporting actor, Rowan Atkinson.
For Wonka.
For Wonka. And I feel like they put this page out as more of a dare.
Yeah.
It's sort of like...
Well, they'll give it to him, Justin, but it'll be because of the snub of Man versus Bee.
Yeah.
Where they're like, well, yeah, we couldn't give it
it's
to
him. It's all politics, man. They have a lot to make up for.
Now, here is the question that I've been building to. Do you guys know that this is a musical?
What?
Sorry?
Guys, we have just looked at every we have seen, as far as I can tell, every promotional item based on the film Willy Wonka. Posters,
just Wonka,
trailers,
Justin. Jesus Christ.
Just Wonka. Did you know that the movie Wonka is a musical?
Huh.
Or have you fallen for WB's incredible trap, months long, years long trap of hiding the fact that this is indeed a musical?
Now, hold on. You're not talking about like there's one or two songs, like, because in the Gene Wilder one, he sings Pure Imagination and like a short bit and a thing and Oompa Loompas. Like,
but, I mean, I count that as a musical. It's a movie musical. There's musical numbers in the movie.
Yeah.
We're doing musical numbers.
Mm.
This is a musical. There's a best original song nomination possibility here for. Now, they've only put up one of their songs, so that's worrying a little bit. I guess I wish they had a bit more confidence in their songs and said all of them should be.
Hey, wait, hold on. Hey, hold on, guys.
Yeah.
The best original song here, performed by Timothée Chalamet, is titled A World of Your Own. Is that song a prequel song to A World of Pure Imagination?
Oh, that's possible.
Perhaps.
It's outrageous if they didn't give
yet. I'll find it later.
Hugh Grant the nomination for his cover of Who Let the Dogs Out that he performs for 4.5 minutes in Wonka as his beloved character Noodle.
Oomp, there
you
it
know,
is.
You know,
that's better.
It's very rare that people get nominations for roles that they have said publicly they did not enjoy playing. But if Hugh Grant does get the nomination for the role of which he said the rig was like a crown of thorns, very uncomfortable. I made a big fuss about it. I couldn't have hated the whole thing more. And he was, this is, says here, Grant went on to explain that throughout filming, he was never sure whether he was supposed to act with his whole body or just his face.
That's like, okay. Who's best director? Who's nominated for best director? Because you should tell Hugh Grant which part of his body he's acting in.
Tell Hugh what's in the movie. Tell Hugh if his face is in it or his whole body, please.
Am I even in this scene? What?
Just keep dancing.
Do you think the director was ever like, no, watch this. He moves. I swear to God, he moves his ass, and there's no reason for him to do that. He shakes his little tuchus.
He's wiggling his tushy nonstop in this scene. He didn't need to, Noodle.
Was the tushy waving too much in that one? No, it's perfect.
Great.
Watch this. He's getting a plate from craft services. Watch this. Hugh, this part's in the movie. Oh, he dropped his hot dog. It's so good. I could do that whenever.
Hugh Grant has never eaten one hot dog.
No, he only ever eats two at a time. He's an efficient man.
Here is a quote from Hugh Grant. What I did with my body was terrible, and it's all been replaced by an animator. What I did with my body. This is the body that was in Notting Hill. Think about it. The same body that was in Notting Hill kissing Julia Roberts. I did horrible things to it. So bad, I had to be replaced.
Like a crown of thorns.
They were rooting through my performance like airplane wreckage, trying to find the one usable black box of my face that is usable.
Hey, Hugh, this is all on record. Yeah, no, I know.
Yeah, it's all on record. It's going to make my Oscar win even more inspiring.
Does that mean we're putting an asterisk up next to Hugh Grant's nude debut in this film because it's a computer. You're seeing a nude computer.
That's actually the one part, Griffin, where they just went ahead and untouched film.
Untouched, uncolor corrected. It's just Hugh Grant.
Didn't shrink him.
Yeah,
didn't make him
he's smaller.
Just a untouched man for like six frames of the movie.
He's in a T pose. He's just Hugh Grant.
And Willy Wonka's like, "Well, if I own where the chocolate float," and then just in the background, you just see, and he's back. You see six frames of Hugh Grant T posing nude in the background.
Tyler Durden edited the movie together.
Tyler Durden edited, and then Timothy Chalamet is like, "In our special chocolate, excuse me." You've shattered your little tiny cage I had you in. How did
I
that
made too much noise?
Did you really turn your lights off just by laughing at the joke too hard?
I think I was slapping the bottom of the thing. I activated my clapper.
Oh, okay.
It happens.
You have a clapper.
It happens. Yeah.
Okay.
You jealous?
No. Do you also just get into your office wearing your Heelys and you kick them off, turn on the clapper, and you get ready to record?
No, I don't like the light on, and sometimes, if I don't need it.
Okay.
So, when I don't need it,
so
then when I do need it again.
Yeah.
There's a 3-clap outlet, but I haven't used that yet.
No, God, no.
Well, it looks like the 2-clap outlet's giving you maybe a little bit of trouble. There.
Embarrassed.
Really good.
Now you're embarrassed. This is an advice show.
Obviously.
And my advice, hey, guys, actually, can I say one question of it?
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to have to go see the movie?
Yes.
That is right. Okay. There's no way out of that, right?
We will have to see. We can't wait for it to come to streaming, too. I feel like we've written a pretty big check here.
We might have to try to sync up, even though we're in three different cities, sync up a showtime where we can all watch it together.
Yeah.
I would love if people did some costume screening and sent us some pictures. I would love to see your Wonka look.
Yeah.
At going as a group. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
that'd not too big a group because people get pretty nervous about that after all the Minions shenanigans.
I would also, I would encourage you to not cosplay as Wonka or a character you've seen in the previews, but try to take a shot in the dark and like, I'm cosplaying as a character I think will be in the movie.
Yeah.
Take your best guess at Noodle.
Yeah.
This is what I think. This is my interpretation. All interpretations of Noodle are valid.
Correct.
But again, it's an advice show. Let's help somebody. I am in a Secret Santa exchange with my 3 brothers.
Whoa.
What?
Weird.
Wait, does that mean there's 4 brothers total? 4 siblings total. That's weird.
Yeah, that's weird. Right?
There's no middle.
Where's the middle? There's 2 middles. That's weird.
Do you guys think Grumpus wrote this question? Our 4th brother, Grumpus?
No.
No way. Grumpus doesn't have a phone or computer.
I got the items on my brother's wish list just barely under the price limit and added truck nuts to the order as a surprise. However, I did not carefully read the item description and ordered tiny truck nuts for an RC car.
Cool. The best option.
Should I keep the tiny nuts in a drawer and never speak of them? Do I give him the tiny nuts?
Are you out of your fucking mind?
Do I break the sacred law of Secret Santa price limits and buy the full-size truck nuts? Brothers, please help. That's from Conflicted in Cleveland. P.S. He does not drive a truck. This is a gag gift. I will remind everyone, and I've said it in every fucking episode. You do not need to drive a truck to enjoy truck nuts.
And also, even if they had a truck, it's still a gag gift. You don't get someone truck nuts and you're like, oh, thank God, my truck wouldn't start. Thank you.
I didn't buy you a U.S. bond. Right. This is not an investment. It is,
and my brothers will back me up here, so hard to do funny stuff. Every day we are out there fucking grinding it out. Right now you're seeing us working, trying to say funny things for you to listen to and laugh and enjoy. You, dear listener, have done something very funny. You've done something incredibly funny.
Without even trying.
You were doing
jealous.
Something funny, and you accidentally did something even funnier than the funny thing you were doing.
Yeah, I would say you were doing something fun, and then you went ahead and added that NY right at the end.
You made it funny at the end. If I opened a little package from one of my brothers.
Like a
jewelry box with a little pair of testicles in it. And then I reach in for the testicles and they slam my hand, close on my hand like a pretty woman.
Oh my God.
That would be, that's really funny. So you've done good. Something so funny. Why are you trying to hide your light under a bushel here?
What will you do when you hand your brother the tiny truck nuts and he says, but I sold my tiny RC car to buy
but
you
I
your
But I sold my tiny wiener.
It's really funny. And if they say, what is this? You say, well, I tried to get you truck nuts, but instead I got little RC car nuts and I gave those to you anyway. There's no way of doing this that isn't funny. You can't over-explain this joke. It kicks ass.
It's all good.
Was there not a moment where you were purchasing these truck nuts and thought, this is a fucking great deal? Yeah. I thought truck nuts would be way more expensive than this. This is so cheap for what I'm getting.
So far, yeah, I don't see that there's a problem here. You didn't even know that these hilarious small nuts existed, and now you have them. What? Get this off our desk. Like, why are you wasting our time with this?
You can do a big package, a little package, and you just put a lot of fluff
big
in there.
Package big for fluff. The little package! Oh,
that's perfect. So good.
Everything's about it so funny. You don't have a problem.
Yes.
Ugh. This is going to be such a delight for everybody around the tree, too. You know what I mean?
Can you buy these in bulk for, like, a really confusing, like, bachelorette party where it's just like, let's have some fun tonight. Here's just balls.
We focus too much on dick-themed stuff.
There's too many shaft-based lollipops or straws or what have you, other novelty items. Why not just the testicles as celebration, a bonanza?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not this all about the top part. The bottom part is special, too, in the eyes of God.
Sometimes you really got to get the pips involved. You know what I mean?
Fun.
Yep. That's right.
I don't even like.
You don't have a problem.
I don't even like talking about these gross things. Can I do a
truck nuts?
Can I do a Yahoo? By which I mean a
what?
A wizard?
Yes, of course you can.
This is the lowest score I've ever seen on one of these articles. It's 20%. A 20% success rate on this one. So please take everything I'm about to say.
Now, do you think that means 20% of the people who have read it have been helped, or everybody who reads it gets 20% better?
There's 27 co-authors on this one, and everyone put up real bricks. Graham sent this one in, I should say. Thanks, Graham. It's how to write wolf fiction. Wolves are majestic creatures, and writing about them is fun and rewarding. But if you, like many, live in the city, then non-wolf fiction is harder than wolf fiction. Hold on. If you, like
me, how do you figure?
Live in the city, then non-wolf fiction is harder than wolf fiction. To find? I don't know. Many are daunted by the prospect of writing novels, especially when it's their first time. You could also write poems or short stories, but either way, keep in mind that writing wolf fiction is easy, despite how difficult
it is. Oh, I see. I think they're saying, hey, are you worried about the stress of writing a whole novel? Don't worry. Writing a wolf novel is easier than writing a different kind of novel.
Yeah. Okay. So it could be like chapter one. They just finished taping the Situation Room. Wolf Blitzer gets out his silenced Walter PPK pistol and goes to work for the country.
Or maybe it's more Jimmy the Wolf had just finished another successful hunt with his brothers and sisters, but he dreamed of being a tiger. And it's about him, the fantasy of the wolf.
Something along those lines.
I wish I was an eagle, thought Jimmy or whatever.
Yeah, that's cool.
If I wrote a spy story about Wolf Blitzer, like where he's like an action hero, do you think I get in trouble for that? If at the beginning I'm like, wink, you know what I mean?
I think as long as it wasn't libelous.
All this is true. Wink.
Is it complimentary?
I mean, he does stuff that...
He does some things.
He does some stuff for his country that...
Is it all justified?
They don't start calling you the hyena because...
Not the wolf? Justin, not the wolf?
You know what's wild? No one on earth has ever had the thought, Wolf Blitzer's a pretty fucking badass name because they know who Wolf Blitzer is. No one looks at Wolf Blitzer and is like, that's a certified badass right there. But the name Wolf Blitzer is fucking strong.
No, but see, the series is called The Hyena.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's about, and like, if someone's like, Wolf, get Wolf Blitzer. He's like, you don't know me like that.
Yeah.
I go by the Haida. You right. know what I mean? Like, you would love Wolf Blitzer. He's a real nice guy. The Haida.
The hyena comes a
hyena's kind of
door.
An unhinged wolf, you see. And so what I'm saying is, look up the whiteboard. I've written down a full explanation here.
Sorry. Why are you bringing up wolves? I don't understand. My name is Wolf Blitzer. I am the Hyena.
That's just my name. It's on my
It's on my social security card. That has nothing to do with the situation. I'm the Hyena.
And this is my friend, the situation.
This is his room.
This is his room. He lets me use it for my TV show.
This is the wolf den. Okay, good. That's the situation's room.
Yeah. This is the laugh factory. This is where the hyena lives.
Do you understand? I feel like this is pretty straightforward.
This is not that hard, guys.
It's simple.
By day, I am a reporter.
You get that, right?
My name is Wolf Blitzer.
Right?
But that is a boring name. So my code name is the Hyena.
My code name is Hyena Rush. You get
just
it, right?
Hyena Rush. I kill people for the government, and I live with the situation.
You understand that, right? I report on the government, but that's separate.
That's separate.
There's no conflict of interest there.
You have highlighted the central drama in my life, and that is that just because I have a kick-ass name, I still have to change it when I'm working undercover.
I can't just be Wolf Blitzer, the secret agent.
That's
you get
crazy,
that, right?
People know who I am. And yes, Wolf Blitzer and the Hyena both live with this situation. He knows both of me.
I wish I could be Wolf Blitzer, the secret agent, but then I'd have to change my real name. And we've got a bunch of branding already going on over here.
CNN would hate that. Okay, let's talk about
it. Let me start over. The Hyena has a goatee.
Okay. Yes.
I also have a goatee. But that's where the similarities end, because that is a different. I do not own his crimes. I actually think of myself as sinless, because every dark thing I've ever done has been the Hyena. Yeah. Wolf Blitzer has never sinned.
Never.
That's my thing. Yeah, Josh? You ever notice how you never see Wolf Blitzer and the Hyena in the same room? I don't know what you're talking about.
Sorry, did you introduce a Josh prior to this, or is Josh
Josh is new. That was in the studio punch-ups.
Hey guys, listen.
This fucking buddy comedy about the situation of Wolf Blitzer or the Hyena is just too boring. We gotta spice it up.
Can we get a Josh type in there?
Kind of a freewheeling Josh type.
We could get Josh Hutchinson. Perfect. The everyman.
Do you think he hides his identity from the situation?
At first.
I think he tries to.
Yeah. But I think by the third one, it comes out.
Okay.
Oh, can we save it for the sixth one? I'm actually running a little light on ideas for that.
We can juice it. We can juice Wolf Blitzer.
We got to ask Joel, they've got lawyers, right? If I could write a light.
You can write anything.
You
can write anything. And if you want to write wolf fiction, here's some helpful tips. Step one, research wolves. Actual, real wolves. Start with researching real-life wolves and not with researching others' wolf fiction.
And not in a zoo. Those are different animals. Yep. You got to get out there and experience wolves.
Hey, wolves in a zoo are basically cool dogs. All right? Let's call it what it is. You got to get out there. You got to live with them. You got to breathe with them. You got to dance with them.
Yeah. Take notes. The mind is forgetful. Take notes of small things which may easily slip your mind or which simply caught your interest.
Wait, is this still about Griffin wolf fiction?
I thought Griffin was just being very introspective and somber.
Keep your grades up.
Keep your grades up. The mind is not an immortal machine. You have to write down everything you learn about wolves in this life.
It's weird when you can just tell have something when to leave shifted behind. To a different one of the 27 authors.
Yeah, it's true. Every step. Research humans' opinions on wolves. Wolves have long lived alongside humans, and they reside in some really old tales. Wolves have come to represent a wide array of things in various cultures. Today, a lot of people hate wolves to the extent of wanting the species extinct, and others seriously love them. Find out why. Are there people who are like, I wish wolves were extinct?
Yeah, it's Disney animators, Griffin. Disney animators go out of their way to have wolves attack people. They do it in Frozen. They do it in Beauty and the Bee. They fucking hate wolves.
Yeah.
Sorry, what was the name of that movie? Beauty and the Beast.
Booby and the Beast.
Beauty and the Bee.
I heard Booty and the Bee.
Yeah. Kayla and the Bee.
Okay. Secret Life of Bees. Okay, that's all the bee stuff. Go ahead. Man versus Bee. Okay.
That's it.
Read about mythologies containing wolves. That sounds too hard.
Yeah, that's
listen
boring.
To listen to opinions. Hear what the wolf lovers have to say. Hear what the wolf haters have to say.
How is that different from the previous step of learning about human opinions of wolves?
You listen to them. Hear what the wolf lovers have to say, Travis. In fact, the fact that you jumped on that so fast makes me think that you skipped this step entirely. Hear. Yeah. Be maybe present. Be here now and hear what the wolf lovers have to say. Hear what the wolf haters have
I
to say.
I love wolves. I hate wolves. Good, good.
Okay,
this is good.
That's good. That's a dialogue.
That's good. We can build from that. Now,
a
research
wolf. My credit. Okay, now wait. Hold on. I'm going to zone in on that. Shut up, wolf like this. What happened?
Now, research wolf fiction. Read pieces of wolf fiction that vary as much as possible. Read Jack London's classics White Fang and The Call of the Wild. Technically, the latter is a dog-centered book, but it is a great example of canine fiction. So you could read Call of the Wild, but just escalate all the dog stuff up one rung of the sort of evolutionary ladder.
I'm sorry. Hey, listen, Griffin, I'm sorry, but was there not a previous step that said don't research other people's dog fiction?
Well, not until you've learned about wolves and listened to all the people who say, I wish wolves were extinct, and all the people who say, I like wolves, I wish there were more wolves.
Then shouldn't the step have been, don't research other people's wolf fiction yet? You're not ready for that. That's going to be too much for you right now.
Can I be honest, guys? I miss talking about Wolf Blitzer a lot. I feel like it was funnier than the content of the article so far.
Yeah.
Do you think Josh brought it down? That's it. I mean, it's not too late for us to cut Josh from
the show.
I
think Josh sank it for sure.
We can recast Josh. We put Josh Hutchinson in there, but I'm willing to put a different Josh in there.
I think Josh dies. And then Wolf has to figure
it out.
Is
that why he has to like smash his floor and get all of his knives out?
Yeah. So he can go to hell. To save Josh's soul.
Hyena versus the devil?
Imagine this fucking shot. Imagine this shot. They're lying over Josh's corpse.
Yeah.
The devil comes
in. Lying over it? What do you mean?
Yeah.
Like they're piled on top of it? He's fallen over it. He's
we're
weeping,
talking like
he's gnashing of teeth.
Greek tragedy levels of the expurgation of pity and fear. Like, oh, heaving.
This is Situation and Hyena.
Zoons, they're cursing. And then the devil comes in, and he's in a suit, because it's 2023.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fuck
and the devil's in a suit, and he's like, I'll be, this guy's for me.
And maybe he's
and
a little
situation's
British.
Maybe
he's
ground.
A little British.
He's got to be.
This Josh will be great for hell. And then
great
he lays
addition.
A shot.
He's going to go great next to my lamp.
I've got a big pile of Josh's, and he's going to look great.
This is just
the
Josh I need to finish me collection.
That's right. Every Josh goes to hell.
That's the name of the movie. Mm-hmm.
I don't think the clapper.
A Josh out of hell?
Why did the clapper turn you off, Justin? Were you clapping at a good joke, like a seal?
I'm slapping the chair, and then it makes the clapping. So, okay, listen. Here, so the devil takes Josh, and then Wolf is like, he starts pounding the floor with his fist like he's mad.
Yeah.
But then you realize that he's like pounding with purpose.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like he's trying to smash through.
Oh, Wolf Blitzer only pounds with purpose, dog.
Yeah. And then the situation
no, Griffin,
is like,
I'm sorry. Wolf Blitzer is a tender lover. The
I fucked up. I'm so sorry.
The hyena
pounds with purpose.
And then the situation's like, Wolf, what are you doing? And then Wolf Blitzer's like,
wait,
he pulls
the situation
out
is British now too?
Yeah.
He got it from the devil
trying
to be
he caught
cool
it.
Like
don't interrupt.
Devil.
Justin's on a roll.
Don't interrupt. And he reaches into the hole and he pulls out two of his 38 knives.
Yeah.
And he says, and it's like, what are you doing, Wolf? And then Wolf Blitzer looks at him and he's like, the hyena needs his teeth. And then he like gets all the knives out and puts them everywhere on his body.
Yeah.
And then he's like, and also I'm going to hell. And you're going
with yeah. And so, and then at the end of the movie, Satan's like in his like lounge or whatever with his pile of Josh's. And then he just hears like jingle, jangle, jingle, jingle. And he's like, oh shit.
It's Wolf Blitzer. Or sorry, the hyena slowly walking into the room so as not to cut himself on the 38
knives
he has on his
Satan's,
person.
Satan's like, I always knew this day would come, Wolf Blitzer. And then Wolf Blitzer's like, who the fuck is Wolf Blitzer?
And then stabs him. I haven't said anything for a while because I'm just engrossed in the story.
Yeah, he stabs him one time with each knife and
just eats like Caesar.
Eats his heart, becomes the devil. And
this is what speculative fiction is, Travis. This is how you create it.
Wait,
right?
I'm sorry. Like, the hyena eats the heart and becomes the devil.
Yeah.
But what happens to Wolf Blitzer?
Yeah. This is well, it's speculative historical fiction, Travis. We don't know. We get to create that. Like,
okay.
What we ask is, what speculative historical fiction is you make one small change to history and see how that sort of like ricochets out.
Okay.
So the one small thing is that Wolf Blitzer is the hyena and he has 38 knives and he lives with the situation.
Okay,
and
just an assassin. Does Josh come back from the dead or stay dead?
Here's what's weird about it. He forgets all about Josh.
It's not about Josh by the end of it. Yeah.
It's not about Josh of it. He's down there and he's like, he meets Scrooge and he's like, why the fuck are you down here?
Yeah.
And then he's like, the devil made a mistake. And then he has to take Scrooge out and leaves Josh
behind.
Can
I give you a small note, Justin?
When he asks open to any notes right now. Any notes we're perfectly willing to hear.
So when he asks Scrooge what he's doing here, Scrooge would say like, yeah, turns out 3 months of doing good shit doesn't balance out like 95 years of being a piece of shit. It just
died the next week. No
shit. I shit you not.
A bus. The first bus.
What are the odds? Seems like man's not saved by good works alone. I forgot to accept Jesus Christ into me heart. And how you know pulls out his 13 cross necklaces, and he's like, "You can have one of mine." And then
it would be dope if there was a scene in a Scrooge movie where Scrooge dies surrounded by his loved ones, and then at the like seconds after he dies, Jacob Marley smashes into the room like, "Oh, and Jesus, and Jesus too! Oh, fuck! I forgot to mention
the get the paddles. Ghost. It's not too late.
The fourth ghost was the Holy Ghost."
Played
Scrooge.
By Wolf Blitzer.
Scrooge, the fourth ghost, was the Holy Ghost the whole time, Scrooge.
We watched the Wild Albert Finney one where he does go to hell and meets Sir Alec Guinness down there as Jacob Marley in hell.
Yeah.
And then he leaves hell, and my daughter very fairly was like, so what about Jacob Marley? And I'm like, yes, dear. Yep. He stays in hell.
Nailed
he
it. Stays in hell forever.
He stays in hell. He maybe has fewer chains.
Yeah.
But he is in hell.
Yeah.
Why did no one come for Jacob Marley? I'm sure you would have to ask the devil.
So welcome to my pitch for the 99 lives of Jacob Marley. Jacob Marley is back on Earth. He's got to save 99 souls.
No. This is Travis. This is so you, Trav. Just trying to
pass off that rails. It's in the hyenaverse, Justin.
We have
don't
laser
worry.
Focus.
It's a shared universe. It's also in the Arrowverse, to be fair. It's in the Arrowverse.
I'm Tiny Tim. Welcome to Legends of Tomorrow. I'm not so tiny with my robot suit.
Yeah, kick ass, dude.
Dude, kick ass, Tiny Tim. That rules.
Yeah, dude.
I'm sorry that hey, Internet. I'm sorry I made a Legends of Tomorrow joke just for Travis.
For nobody else.
I loved it. I'm actually reading the rest of this WikiHow article, and everything we've done here today is actually the next few steps in the list.
Oh, man.
It talks about folding in Legends of Tomorrow, a lot of stuff about Wolf Blitzer here. Say, don't get distracted by Wolf Blitzer jokes. You're your way to writing some kick-ass
You're
going
to be tempted to make him fight the devil, but that is hack.
Do not do that.
Hey, guys, I don't know. At some point, it went from joke to me looking up how to self-publish a novel on Amazon, because I got to get this story out of me.
Sure.
We got to, I mean, it's practically written at this point, right?
Yeah, I mean,
we have like.
And you know what? This is revolutionary, hard. Justin. Not a lot of book series start at book three, but I think this idea of like, one and two are lost of time. This is going to start with a pre-established character storyline.
It'll be the Legend of the Hyena.
Josh out of hell. But that's my pick. Scrooge out of hell. The Hyena returns.
The Hyena Returns, : Josh and Around, 2.
The Wind's Fairy Cycle, book 3.
Yeah, there you go.
So it's like, it has, there's a chronology.
Yeah.
You're getting in at the right time.
We have to go to the fucking money zone. Like, we're having a lot of fun here, but it's
having a lot of
duration, and we got to get to the money zone.
Normally, I don't mind to do ads. This time, it's kind of bugging me, but we got to.
It's just weird to sell out our creative vision of the Hyena Return to now,
you know,
be so crass as to make money.
All right, come on. Money zone, let's go.
It's better with you.
Hey, you know what? You know what I'm wearing right now?
Bombas.
Can you guess? Can you guess what I'm wearing right
Bombas.
Now? Bombas. What's your Bombas? Do you guys have a go-to Bombas?
Yeah, Bombas.
You have a favorite Bombas?
I'm also wearing Bombas socks right now. I got the the kind of half, it's not the long, I don't know fashion terms, but it's not the long socks. It's not the short socks. I'm like ankle socks.
We're going to call those calf. I'm going to call those calf.
This is not a joke.
Yeah, we're going to go with calf. Actually, Trav, quarter socks is what you're describing. I'm wearing the Marl's quarter sock 4-pack in the wine colors because I clicked it first.
I don't know why I do. I love Bombas socks. I wear them every day, but I've gotten into the habit of taking my socks off when recording a podcast.
That is stuff I did not need or want to know.
Not joking. They're right here in my hands, these comfy Bombas socks. I don't know
why. Why are we all so fixated on Bombas? Because they're the best socks you can get, and they're really comfortable, and they have
I'm also wearing Bombas underpants.
Oh, they got t-shirts too. They're the three most requested clothing items in homeless shelters. Why do I mention that? Because for every item you buy, you're also donating those essential items to people who need them. One purchased equals one donated. That feels great. Hey, you know what? I got proof because they're getting Bombas at Harmony House. They get the deliveries of the Bombas. It's happening. This is happening. It's for real. And I think that beyond the good feelings you get on the inside, you're going to get good feelings on the outside of your feet and crotch and torso because you're going to love these socks.
The three most important parts of the human body.
Yeah. And they're great. It's a great gift, too. I think it's a fantastic product. I'm so happy they're sponsoring us. And now you can try them if you never have. Go to bombas.com/mybrother. Use code mybrother for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/mybrother and use code mybrother at checkout.
Last night at dinner, my 3-year-old announced a made-up word and then said, "That's how you say hi in Germany." And my wife looked at each other, and we both shared telepathically the same thought of, "I don't think that's right, but I actually don't know enough to correct her." And and then we had to ask Alexa. We had to ask Alexa how to say, and if we had been using Babbel, we could have not embarrassed ourselves in front of our children by having to ask Alexa like a real cuck. So use Babbel.
Jesus Christ.
What?
Wow.
What's wrong?
Wow.
Guys? What's wrong? Beta? Would really beta have been better?
Man.
It's just a really intense.
I just don't want to be a beta to Alexa's alpha. So you can use Babbel to start learning a new language because it works. Instead of paying hundreds of dollars for a private tutor, who has the time? Who even knows a private tutor? I don't. I don't even know public tutors. So Babbel has quick 10-minute lessons designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. The timing's right. If you started now, by like the end of the year, you could be wishing people Happy New Year in a different language.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, I've worked.
Yeah,
the timing on that, correct?
That math checks out. That math checks out.
You could do that like starting now. So why are you not doing that? I've used Babbel before to brush up on my French, but it was to even start learning French. I didn't know any of it when I started. Thank you, Babbel.
There's nothing wrong with that, Travis. That's not something you should be embarrassed of.
I know. Thank you, Justin. You know what? I used Babbel to start learning French. Thank you, Babbel. Here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Hey, we're ambassadors, Trav Nation. You need to learn some languages and get out there and spread the good word. If you don't know other languages, how are you telling people about me in different countries? Do you even think about that? Yeah. So get started right now to get 55% off your Babbel subscriptions, but only for our listeners. If someone else's listeners try to use this, they get found out. They get found out. Wolf Blitzer takes care of them. So babbel.com/mybrother. You get 55% off at babbel.com/mybrother, spelled babbel.com/mybrother. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can you find out for sure?
They will. Maybe.
Okay. Good. They do. Yeah. I bet they do.
It just depends. Are you one of our listeners?
If you're Black, you probably love you some Paramore, huh? Or what about the TV show Golden Girls? Ginger Ale? Daytime television? Don't lie. I know you love at least one of them. I'm Sequoia Holmes, pop culturist and host of Black People Love Paramore. Contrary to the title, it is not a podcast about the band Paramore. Each episode, I, along with a special guest co-host, dissect one pop culture topic that mainstream media doesn't necessarily associate with Black people, but we know we like. Tune in every other Thursday to the podcast that's dedicated to helping Black people feel more seen.
Black People of Paramore is now on the Maximum Fun Network. Check out the most recent episode featuring Shar Jassel today.
I work at a bottle shop in a small complex with a few other shops.
How about video? It's a liquor store in Australia.
Okay. Oh.
A way cooler way to say it, too.
Now, why did you say pop-up video?
Because I wanted to... This is just a little annotation, and when I think of annotations, I think of pop-up video. I wish it would come back. I miss it.
Kind of an antiquated thing. Yeah.
So, every referencing week or two, footnotes and annotations is hipper? What are you talking about?
So, I work in a bottle shop in a small complex with a few other shops. Every week or two, I hand out chocolates to whoever's working because life is hard and it's nice to get a little treat. However, people started to recognize me as Chocolate Guy and asking if I have anything today, even going so far as to come into my work just to say, anything good today? Brothers, I am so poor. How can I escape this confectioner's prison of my own making? That's from Billy Bonka in Brisbane.
That's good, Billy Bonka.
You need some kind of like cheeky, naughty response. Like, not today.
When you like to know.
What have you done for me lately? You
hopeless flirt.
Oh, yeah. Sweet tooth, huh?
I've got a little candy.
starting to branch into an area I'm not comfortable with.
What if you were an absolute dickhead when you didn't have chocolate? Like, the only time you're even palatable is when you have chocolate to give people. Why would I have chocolate? No.
Get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here, you turd.
Back tomorrow.
Psst. Maybe.
Come out in a different shirt after that with chocolate and be like, oh, was that other guy giving you a hard time? I'm the chocolate one. Here you go.
Oh, you're saying fake twin. Okay. Now, normally, I don't endorse fake twin brother.
Yes.
Yes. In this one instance, it might be okay if you're like, oh, Chocolate Greg. Yes. Okay. This makes perfect sense. He looks just like me and has my memories.
But he only wears green shirts. So if you ever see me not wearing a green shirt, don't even bother asking about chocolate.
He has all my memories and he pretends to be me. And the shirt thing. Yes. That, thank you. Yes, absolutely.
And when he experiences something, I remember it. It's fucked up. It's not a good arrangement.
Hey, you ever heard about twin telepathy? It's like that, except he always has chocolate and I don't. That's the one difference between me and Chocolate Greg.
He lies also. He's a liar.
And I'm also the one Greg sends around to collect money for the chocolate that Greg gives away. Like, Greg has been eating up. Our parents are poor and dying. And Greg has been stealing jewelry from them to pay for the chocolate. So if you could give me some money to cover the chocolate you've eaten from Greg, but don't tell Greg I said anything.
I don't think Billy Bonka is trying to turn a profit on this deal. I think Billy Bonka just wants out.
I think that they've messed up their rep to where, okay, do you guys remember Brady?
Yes.
At church? Remember Brady at church?
Of course.
Brady at church was this. Oh, I wish.
Imagine
hearing the words of Christ with Touchdown Tom right next to you.
And he'd lean over and be like, that's what he told me too. And you'd be like, what, Tom? And you're like, I talked to him.
That's a Sunday. So what I'm saying to you is.
Wait, Tom, don't you have to be in a game? There's always time for the Lord.
Brady was this old cat at church, is this real sweetheart, and he always had gum. And he was always offering gum to people. And if Brady didn't have gum, people got fucking pissed with Brady. And he was a really sweet guy, but the kids would get mad. Like, don't even talk to Brady today. He doesn't have gum. And he would be kind of isolated for that. So what I'm saying is you're fucked.
No, wait, hold on. Okay, wait. It's the secret twin thing. It's the twin brother thing. Fake twin. But you're going to start talking about your identical twin brother who's going to be moving to town soon. Right? Identical twin brother. I tell him everything. We share all he knows everything about my life. Then you're going to fake your death. And then your twin brother is going to take your job. Right?
Thank you.
And your twin brother doesn't do the chocolate thing. Right? Mm. So now you're off the hook.
Yeah.
It's that easy.
And there's no other problems it creates.
That's the best thing.
None at all.
I don't see
Can you just buy shitty chocolate once and then deliver your nasty chocolate.
Quick hit.
Quick hit. What's the worst chocolate?
Tootsie Roll.
If I said to you, here's $5, bring back the worst chocolate to eat, what is the worst chocolate available commercially that you can buy?
Huh.
And take a second to think. We'll edit. It's fine.
What if you just walked up to them and gave them just a tablespoon of baking chocolate powder in their hands? And they said, that's the form it's in today.
Baking chocolate powder
in their hands.
You don't
get to choose the form.
What are those chocolates where it's like off-brand M&Ms, where it's just like spheres?
Sixlets.
You're talking
about Sixlets. Sixlets, yeah, beat ass, you're out of your mind.
Sixlets are great. You're a clown.
Okay.
The worst is chocolate footballs that you get, and they have the foil around them, and there's impossible to get all the foil. So you're always getting a little foil and bad chocolate foil.
Hey, and for extra credit, put them in a bowl in our granny's house where she would chain smoke, and then you would eat them and be like, oh, this tastes like an ashtray. There's almost chocolate in here, and I'm a child, so I'm going to keep doing it because I'm not going to not eat chocolate.
Granny was like very ahead of the trend with like bringing that smoky flavor to chocolate. And you would just get that as a kid.
She was a gastronom for sure. Into molecular shit.
It kind of freaked me out as a kid when a bunch of people started talking about secondhand smoke. Like, is this a problem? And I'm like, I mean, it can make chocolate taste bad. So I did know.
It's got to be not good for me,
child. It has the power. You understand it has the power to get into the chocolate and affect the taste.
It
ruin
chocolate? So, like, it's not good.
Yeah. Wrapped in, I would say, a protective film of tin foil, which my lungs
are not. And it wasn't like she was hotboxing it. She didn't put the chocolate in a bag and then breathe directly in the bag. Oh.
God, I can still remember coming downstairs when our parents were out of town, and Granny would be making, like, the biggest, most kick-ass breakfast and smoking so much.
Yeah.
And I was like, I've never been hungrier, honestly. I was like so ready. I felt like a trucker.
Yeah.
You know, it was fantastic.
Yeah.
hey, thank you all so much for listening to our podcast. We hope you enjoyed yourself half as much as us, because then you had a great time.
Great time.
Yeah. Okay. This is the big thing, and please don't sleep on this. It's candle nights. We're going to be doing this live show on Saturday. And we really, it's like live, what do you call that? Live to tape?
Yeah,
you
know, so we've pre-recorded it, but we'll be premiering it live on Moment House. We'll be there in the chat, hanging out, enjoying it with you. We've got a lot of amazing guests, including Montaigne, Sam Reich, Jasper, William Cartwright, and loads more. And all of the proceeds from this go to Harmony House, which is a place in Huntington that helps people who are experiencing homelessness. It's going to be December 16th at 9 p.m. Eastern time. But if you're not able to make that, don't worry. Video on demand will be available through January 1st. And tickets are only $5, but you do have the option to give more if you'd like to support Harmony House a little bit more. There's also an event poster and ornament that benefits Harmony House, designed by Zachary Sterling. If you are a fan of our video game streaming series, Six Thumbs, Three Hearts, Can't Lose, One Heart. We did a segment of that for there.
It's going to be really, really fun. And I don't want to stress you all out as you're listening to this, but it has become a really important part of Harmony House's like planning for the year, this fundraiser. And it is just because of you all. So thank you from like the bottom of our hearts. It's beautiful that you take the time to do that. And you can donate more, so if you can, like, you know, this time of year and this time of planet. This time of planet, it's
every kind of the
helps.
Way everything is right now, everywhere.
Wow, planet. I get to, let's do it together right now as a friends and family. Let's go get our Candle Nights passes, bit.ly/CandleNights2023. You can watch that for 2 weeks after, available through January 1st. You can watch that. So
go.
Hey, thanks to Montaigne for the use of our theme song, My Life is Better With You. It's a great track that everyone should find at Suncoast CDs and more. Pick it up there. The new single. It's
Montaigne just went fully indie, by the way. They're just like, they're you see that? Fully independent, full force of Montaigne's power.
coming for the music
Unbridled.
Industry.
Unbridled.
Is it time?
Yeah, it's time for a sound bath.
I think so.
My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin.
It's been my brother. My brother Mink kissed your dad square on the lips.
I went a long time. That was a long time to make that noise.
Maximum Fun.
A worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows.
Supported
directly
by you.